Jose, now after day one, day two today, how did it feel? Feel different than yesterday?
You know, it's a little different today because I feel much better today. So, you know, but like I said, you know, I'm happy to be down here again, you know, do what I do, for a live, and what I love to do is playing baseball.
Now, obviously, you worked extremely hard in the off season to get back here. I mean, you had surgery and you were running pretty early on after the surgery. To go through what you went through with the thyroid, how tough was that, Jose?
You know, that's the tougher part on me, you know, because I worked so hard in the off season, you know, to try to come to spring training 100%, and then when I get to the point like I'm gonna get on the game, you know, then I had this problem with the thyroid, you know. But you know, it's over with, you know. I'm glad that I'm here now, you know. I just want to get ready as soon as possible.
Now, obviously, today I noticed in the defensive drills a little more movement. You're going to the backhand a little more. Was that the next progression in the defensive drills?
I mean, you know, I don't worry about that kind of stuff, you know. In the next couple of days, I'm going to have that back, you know. But we just moving around a little bit more. Every day is going to be more and more, you know, that I get to the level that I was before.
So many people have talked about opening day, and obviously opening day is a very symbolic day, you know. Do you have your mind on that, or is your mind just get back as soon as you can, even if it's not that particular day?
You know, my mind right now is try to take it one day at a time, you know, so I don't want to rush myself and then, you know, have some other problems, you know. So like I said, you know, I'm gonna work the harder that I can to try to come back to the field as soon as possible.
Talking to Jeff Francoeur yesterday, and he said he's really looking forward to having you in the lineup because he got sick and tired of seeing you run around when he was with the Braves. Can you talk about just the energy that you bring to this ball club?
I mean, you know, I'm the guy who have a lot of energy, you know, and that's good to see because when I'm here, you know, everybody feel with more energy. So hopefully, you know, we can continue to be like that in the season, during the season, with a lot of energy, you know, staying together as a team like we do it so far here in spring training. And I think if we're able to do that, we got a very good ball club. You know, I think we're going to be successful.
Well, obviously, you have to make some adjustments to your diet and stuff. I know if I had to give up seafood, it would be horrible for me. But talk a little bit about what, you know, the doctors have told you about future testing and just keeping everything normal.
I mean, they just say to shut it down for a little while, the seafood, you know. So before I had this problem, I was eating a lot of seafood, you know, a lot of fish, you know, string, lobster, stuff like that. But they say, yes, set back a little bit, you know, and let's see what happened in a few weeks.
Now, when you were home, sitting at the couch and watching movies, that's a normal day for me, but not a normal day for Jose Reyes. What was that like, Jose?
Oh, what's kind of crazy? I mean, when they told me you're gonna be resting for 2 to 8 weeks, say what? I don't know if I'm gonna handle that, you know, because I'm the guy who want to be on the field because I don't play last year. I only played 1 month. You know, I don't play in like 1 year, so I want to be on the field. And then I had this problem with my leg, and now I'm 100%, you know. I just want to be on the field with my teammates again. And, you know, what's the tougher part? But I say I want to leave on God. You know, God is there. He watching us. And I say happen whatever happened next.
You know, you were away from the field a long time last year, and I obviously had a lot of time to think. And one of the things that Carlos Beltran said to me in the offseason is it makes you appreciate what you had when you don't have it. Did you go through that a lot in the offseason, appreciating playing baseball because you missed it so much?
I mean, it's not that. I never rely on going to miss the game so much because I never spent like almost a year without playing baseball. Even 2004, I played 50-something games, you know, in 2004. And this year, I played like 36 games. So that's be different for me, you know. And, you know, I realize how much I miss this game, and I love the game, and I love to be around my teammates, you know, because they've been good so far to me, everybody in here, you know. And yes, I love to play in this game because that's what I do for a living.
Two final ones. National League East gets tougher and tougher every year. We're all about the Phillies. The Braves got better. I think the Nationals and the Marlins got better, too. You talk about the challenge that this division's going to face once you start playing day in and day out.
You know, this division is never easy. I mean, you know, we got some very good clubs, you know, and every club in our division improved this year. So it's not going to be easy. But like I said, we just have to take it one game at a time, you know. Like I said before, it's try to stay together as a team and happen whatever happens. I think if we give it 100% every day, it's going to be like a very good season for us.
One final one. Met fans felt beaten down last year with all the injuries. I'm sure the players did too. And because of that, outside of the team, maybe the expectations aren't as high as they had been in previous years. Does that make you guys mad, angry, motivated? How does that make you feel?
You know, we're motivated. It's not that about it, you know. But, you know, we don't worry too much about expectations. You know, we just have to do it on the field, you know. So paper don't say anything. You know what? What I do something is the work you put on the field. You know, if you win a lot of games, if you win the division, if you win the World Series, stuff like that. You know, we don't worry about expectations. We just want to go on the field and try to give 100% day in and day out.
It's a pleasure having you as always on New York Baseball Tonight. Good to see you healthy and hustling out there. And hope to see you on the field really soon, Jose.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay.